afternoon, Dashers. Our homecoming game against Veritas Prep is coming up in a few weeks, and with it comes our annual fundraiser. This year, we are supporting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. If you can give, please do. Links to the foundation can be found in the program description. This year, let's try to break our record for giving. We've upped our pledge. Up yours!
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more! One more!
Oh, yeah! Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Oh, yeah!
Good afternoon, Dashers. Could the award planning committee please make it to conference room B? Could the awards planning committee please make it to conference room B?
Before we begin, I just have to say I've been watching reruns of the Emmys, of the Oscars, of the BAFTAs. I am ready for this season.
Christina Aguilera would be a great host for our award ceremony. I'm just putting that out there. You know, she's making a comeback. Well, kind of. Well, okay, maybe not. But we could be her comeback.
Do you really think we could get Aguilera? Like, genie in a bottle, baby? Like, here? And Balderdash? I'm a genie in a
bottle, baby. Everybody would love that. I hope we can make it happen.
For what it's worth, what I was thinking, the reason I called everybody together is I would like to produce a school award show celebrating the best award shows. So like we rank what Ooh. Award show during the year did the best and then they win.
Goobers would be delicious to pass out at that. People would be psyched. I feel like you're popping popcorn, you got some goobers, and you're rating the best of the best of the best. I love that. You're rating the best of the best of the best that's winning the best awards. What could be better? Superlatives.
How about we also announce Balderdash Citizen of the Month at this award ceremony? I feel like it's a great way to get more of the community to come out for this.
I think that's a great idea. I have made a few nominations lately myself. I'm sworn to secrecy, but I'll cross my fingers.
Just to keep budget in mind, to keep the cost lower, how about we do Citizen of the Month of the Year? So we just have one.
Keep it simple. KISS. KISS. Keep it simple. I mean, if we're doing the best of the best of the best of the best of the better, superlatives, and then we're doing the Citizen of the Year of the... See, I'm already getting confused. I don't know. I like it, but how can we simplify?
Let's simplify. You're correct in noticing that we got to stay on brand for the community so they understand what we're doing here. I move to just celebrate Balderdash Citizen of the Month of the Year. Just one celebration.
Mm-hmm. Mostest, bestest Citizen of the Year award. That's all I'm saying.
Now, what if instead of celebrating the best, we celebrate the almost best?
Ooh, second place is the first loser. Sorry, Coach Steve taught me that. Well, I mean, do we really want to promote that kind of like second place? I mean, there's only one winner, really. Most bestest, I'm in.
Perhaps we have most bestest citizen of the year of the month, or of the month of the year. And then we just have mostest citizen. So just two awards that should keep the budget a little bit more easier to handle, a little bit more easier to handle. That's right. We only have to prepare two awards at that point.
Question. Have we figured out what the award is going to look like?
Right now, I'm thinking whatever we could find at a thrift store cheap. Maybe a bowling trophy, maybe field hockey, not sure.
Sweet baby Jesus, I know exactly where we need to go. We need to go to the Triple P, my friends. I was in there the other day. He had a gold dragon that was blowing smoke. It was incense, so don't get too crazy. Blowing smoke out of a mushroom sitting on top of a butterfly's wings.
To be honest, I'm a little concerned that giving a used gift, used object for like this really esteemed award, most bestest citizen of the month of the year, and also just most citizen. I'm concerned that something from a thrift store would not, unless we go with the prawns. You know, who doesn't want prawns?
Understandable that you would have that, worry. But I think Molly is right on with this one. The Triple P is just, we have a tight budget anyway. So I think that's probably the right thing to do.
Very good idea. Triple P, we might even be able to hit him up as a sponsor.
What we really need to use the majority of the money for is hiring Christina Aguilera.
X-ray machines would make awesome gifts for the awards for the, because who doesn't want an X-ray machine? You can like look inside human bodies. And I feel like the mostest, bestest citizen of the month of the year would really appreciate being able to see inside of someone's body.
You don't understand the concept of a tight budget, do you?
Zane! Billy Zane. I mean, Christina Aguilera is probably expensive, but Billy Zane is likely cheap.
All right. I'll go with Billy Zane. I mean, we could take a poll when the rest of the teachers are here. We could take a poll, or we could take a student poll. We could do the Maypole. We could do whatever. I'm in. I just think a great host, most asbestos of the month of the year, best of the best of the best of the best of the better. This is going to be amazing. Goobers for all.
Brilliant. 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 I'm going to reach out to Professor Dubois to see if she's dated Billy Zane in the past. That might be able to get us an in.
Very possible.
In the meantime, I honestly thought, Molly, you said most asbestos award. I was thinking maybe for the future. Great meeting. Yeah, great meeting. You.
Yeah, I feel like
we ever get
done.
The asbestos resolved, though?
Yeah, more.
Oh. With the door.
Yeah. Hold on there, lady. I got a.
Thank you.
Hey, come on in. Get out of the weather.
Thank you. Yes, it's very wet out there, and this is very heavy. This box is very, very heavy.
Oh, let me help you with that.
What a kind young man you are. Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, you know what? Help yourself to some room temperature prawns on the house.
Oh, thank you. This service is amazing. But I have come here with a very specific agenda today, young man. I have this antique here. It is covered in gold, so I know that it is quite, quite valuable. My grandson brought it back from the Asian countries, and it's here. I brought it here because I think it's worth lots and lots of money. And I think that you're the person that might be able to help me.
All right. Yeah. Let's see it. Put it on the counter. Do you need help putting it on the counter?
I do need help. Yes. I'm very meek and weak.
All right. Hey, look at that. All right. Here we go.
Ah! Oh, all yes. Right. Oh, Now, I see how you used your fingers to latch into the nostrils like that. Now, when it's plugged in, smoke comes out.
Smoke comes out of the nostrils here.
That's correct. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's interesting.
You either plug it into the wall or you breathe into it. I'm unclear. But my grandson said it was what all the youths were doing and that it was a hot commodity.
That's true. Now, this is a diet aid. If you're having trouble eating, let's say you're down in the dumps, let's say you don't have the ability to really, you know, you don't want to eat anymore.
You plug this in, you put
in the special medicine, you let it run for a while, take a couple of deep breaths. Next thing you know, the only thing you want to do is sit on the couch, watch some Netflix, mow down Cheetos for the rest of the night. We see these all the time.
My grandson is always flixing on the nets and eating the Cheetos. So this would be in high demand, is what you're saying.
In some states, this would be in high demand. Yeah.
In high demand. Wonderful. Yeah.
In other states, this would be called paraphernalia.
Oh.
So either way, there's a collector's market.
Wonderful. So it's got to be worth at least $1,000. And I would take a discount if you include prawns.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yes, it's valuable. But now that certain things are becoming more legal than others, that value is on a scale. So this is what we're going to do.
How do you place a value on hunger?
Well, exactly. Right? 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 What we're going to do is we're going to satiate your hunger instead of $1,000. Because, you know, I got to house this, I got to store it, I got to clean it, I got to do some background work, check the legality of issues. We're going to give you $100 and you can fill up this 2.5 gallon pail of prawns.
Well, that seems like a remarkable deal to me. I'm just doing this as a favor for my grandson because he told me his mother would not want him to sell this into the world.
Well, exactly. It's a collector's item heirloom, you know? Maybe he doesn't want that to get away from him. So tell you what, $110, and I'll even give you a lid for the bucket.
A lid? It would make a nice potted plant bucket afterwards when I'm finished with the prawns. You know what, young man? You've got yourself a deal.
All right, now, excellent. Go over to the window. Tell him what I told you. He'll help you out.
Okay, thank you, young man.
Jesus, did you see that? Did you see that the Smith family just got taken out and put in the bucket? Did you see that? You see,
yeah,
you know, yesterday's it was the Macklemore's. Before that, it was half of the Reginald's.
The Rodriguez's.
Oh, God, I forgot about them.
The Rodriguez's. Their kids were so cute.
It's so magical out there, though. Look at all the beautiful stuff. It's
so shiny.
I keep telling Mitchell, it doesn't matter if you're descended from kings. You're still open for it. They can still take you away.
The giant claw.
It comes down at least once a day.
It's horrible.
But it seems like a nice place, you know? Like, people seem to smile when they come up and look at us, you know?
What do you think happens when we leave the tank?
That's an excellent question.
I don't know.
I like to think adventure. I like to think that there's something bigger out there, something more, something that just, I don't know, something that'll just get you out of your shell and just stretch out.
If only there was somebody from the outside world that could come and visit us here in our tank to tell us what we should do. Should we avoid the big claw or should we swim right towards it?
You know, Joe said that he would come back one day for us. He said that he would come back for us and tell us what's on the other side. Joe said he would come back for us.
He was the biggest and the strongest prawn of us all.
Whoa!
Duck and cover! Ah! Here comes a clue!
Oh my gosh, what is that?
What?
Joe?
I never thought I was going to see y'all again.
The biggest and the strongest prawn of them
back.
All.
He's back. You're back. What's it like? What did you do? Tell us everything. I want to know everything. Is there a bright light? I heard there's a bright light.
There's lots of bright lights. I was just a few minutes ago. I was just in a bigger bucket. On the other side of the building.
Did it have a lid on it?
There was no lid. It was just the heat from these bright shiny things up in the ceiling.
You're more than room temperature?
I am more than room temperature.
Oh gosh, Joe. Well, we gotta bring your temperature down.
I know.
Okay.
I feel like I'm fading.
No, Joe.
No. You're the greatest prawn that ever lived, Joe. You're the only one that made it back, Joe. You're the only one, Joe.
Focus on our voice. Come back to the water.
I don't know why you guys... You guys are the best. I mean, I'm just a nobody. I've never even won an award or anything.
No, Joe, don't even say that about yourself. You are the biggest and the strongest prawn of us all, and we're so happy
guys,
Claw's coming!
I died! Right, left, hi!
Dearie, for providing me with this large bucket and lid of prawns. I decided I only like the teeniest and the tiniest of the prawns. So the one that you did give me in this very large bucket that was very large and larger than all the other prawns and didn't seem to be quite my size, I put it back. I put it back into the tank. I hope that's okay.
Hey, look. They're your prawns. You do what you want with them.
I don't want the big ones. I only want the little ones.
Well, then take the little ones. Let the big one live out its life.
Oh, dearie, you do know how to make an old lady happy. Now, would you store for me?
Oh, of course.
Grandma, did you get the money? Welcome to Bottle Dash County's Mostest, Bested Citizen of the Month of the Year Award. Today, we have three finalists coming down to give us their final answers. You'll all take part in the question and answer survey and give us your best answers because everything's riding on the line.
Okay.
First up, we have Lucille Spedman. Lucille Spedman comes to us from Lakeshore Drive, and enjoys a hot cup of tea followed by a nap. Lucille.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me here today. I do really enjoy a cup of herbal tea at 2 p.m. before my 3 p.m. nap. It provides me with all the energy I need to make my family dinner and then also bring the orphans of Balderdash County their dinner.
Oh, isn't that nice, audience? Now, Lucille, it says here that you are an expert rodeo cowgirl.
Yes, that's true. In my days as a youth, as a young lady, as a young woman, I did do the rodeo circuit in Texas. I did do that. I rode bulls, and they not one threw me off. I rode all the bulls, and I stayed on those steeds.
Impressive. Audience, impressive. Is that not staying on those steeds? Now, Lucia, we would like to know how you plan to incorporate your skill of being a rodeo cowgirl / clown / steer rider to aid the citizens of Balderdash County if you get elected the mostest bestest citizens of the month of the year.
Well, honestly, if I get elected, I'm just going to use my prowess at riding bulls to deliver the meals to the orphans more speedily, more effectively, and it will bring them some joy, because what child doesn't love to rub a bull?
Don't let him wear red. That could be a big, big, big mess. Thank you, Lucille. Final words, final thoughts. Thank you for having me.
I would just love to represent this wonderful county of mine and be the mostest, bestest of this month of the year. Thank you all for having me here.
Thank you. I will go
keep cooking.
Everyone, a round of applause for Lucille. Lucille, thank you. Okay, audience, you've just heard from Lucille. Next up, we have Harold Dufresne. Harold Dufresne comes to us on Granite Street. He loves a good milkshake to bring all the girls to the yard. Harold, welcome to the mostest, bestest citizens of the month of the year finals.
It's so good to be here. You can call me Harry.
Okay, Harold. So, it says here, I'm looking down your bio. It says here that you once wrangled a runaway tire off of a carriage during a Civil War reenactment.
It was the gosh darn craziest thing you've ever seen. If I had to reenact that, I don't know if I could even do it.
Oh my gosh. What were you thinking when you saw that happen?
I thought, well, if I don't get that tire, then somebody's going to get hurt. And I don't even know why we called it a tire, because it's more like a wheel than a tire back then. But it didn't really much matter. The reenactment wasn't completely accurate, if you will. But I think I saved maybe two or three people's lives that day.
Wow. Audience, did you hear that? He saved people's life. A bona fide Harold hero. Wow, Harold. Now, we want to know, what about being in that situation? Can you use... if you get elected as the bestest, mostest citizen of the month of the year award?
I'm so glad you asked that that question. I think I could be, you know, I walk around downtown quite a bit, and I'm always just seeing things happen around, and I'm really good at, you know, saving people's lives. And I've done that a few times, and I just think if I focused my efforts that maybe... I could save two or three lives a day just with the skills that I have that I got from catching that tire that one day.
Wow, Harold. That is, as I said before,
it could be somebody that's trying to step out into the street and there's a car coming. They don't even realize it. Or it could be, you know, somebody that they didn't, you know, put the safety latch on their parachute when they went skydiving, and I just happened to notice just things like that. I am your balderdash hero.
Wow. Terrifying to think of, but glad to know that you are here keeping an eye on our citizens, Harold. Thank you so much for your participation in the finals. And last but not least, audience, we have for your lyrical enjoyment, Evan Spritzer.
Hey, Evan Spritzer.
Hey, Evan Spritzer is right. You come to us from Lady Shade Lane over there in the woods. Now, welcome, Evan.
It's great to be here. You know, I've been wanting to win the MBCMY since I heard about it.
Yes, and who doesn't? Right, since we were children. Well, Evan, I'm looking through your bio, and it says some pretty fascinating information.
Oh, I mumbled.
In 2014, you were the hot dog eating champion of the Boulder Dash County Fair. Is that true?
That's true. You know, I just had an inkling to shove wieners down my throat.
And how many wieners did you fit down your throat?
My goal was 40. But unfortunately, I did 52!
Oh my gosh, audience, did you hear that? 52 is, that was a world record, I believe, that year, was it not, Evan?
It was a world record, and it was one that I was training for since my sexual awakening in high school.
Hot dog, that's a great talent. Evan, how would you use that kind of masticating skill to bring to the people of Boulder Dash County to make this a better, more safe, more wonderful place?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, it doesn't have to do with the chew, but with the amount of relaxation you put into your throat. What I like to do is make sure that I could teach people how to relax to such a point that they don't mind having stuff just ram down their throat. You know, relaxation is a very powerful tool for advancement in a society, and through my technique that I had to go through, my lifelong training in the Wiener Circuit, I've learned that sometimes you just got to sit back, relax, open wide, and just see what happens.
Wow. Kind of like those taxes being shoved down our throats. Am I right, audience? Am I right? Well, swallow, don't spit, right, Evan? Wonderful advice for the people of the county. You heard it here, folks. Our three finalists in round three of the Bestest, Mostest Citizen of the Month of the Year Award coming at you live from downtown Boulder Dash County. Tune in for the final conclusion.
Did I ever tell you the story about the time I did the Heimlich maneuver on a guy doing a hot dog eating contest?
Hi, sir. I'm here. My grandmother gave me this CD. She told me it was like really popular like a couple decades ago, Genie in a Bottle. You have those here, right? You have bottles that you rub and genies come out of them.
She just told me to come here. You know, you give me enough money, you could rub anything in the store. It doesn't matter to me. Genie, you know, bottles, CDs, whatever. I'll give you a polishing cloth.
I could use that to polish this CD before I sell it to you, right? Right? Because if it's shiny, it's going to be worth more, right? Right? Right?
Let's see the CD.
Okay. All right. So when I take this out of my bag, you need to know what a gem it is. Not only is it the English version, but it is also the Spanish version. Christina Aguilera's debut album with Genie in a Bottle, baby, and Come On Over, baby. That song is also on there.
Well, it was the debut album, I would hope, that it has all of the songs on the debut album. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the CD.
Okay, all right. Well, can I just use your polishing cloth, like, really quick?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my shirt will do fine. Oh, thank you.
Word of advice.
Okay.
Be careful what you rub. Sometimes it's as advertised.
So we'll hear some sweet tunes out of this debut album.
Either that or you get three wishes. Either way, we're better off.
Awesome. Okay, so full disclosure, the only thing I have to buy the Genie in the Bottle that I want is this CD that has Genie in a Bottle on it in both English and in Spanish. Hoping that's going to work as a good trade for you.
So you're looking for a straight trade,
yes.
A bilingual genie in a bottle,
yes.
For just a simple bottle, which may or may not have a genie.
That I can tell my grandma she can rub and she might see a genie. Yes, that's the goal here.
Now, I can't guarantee there will be a genie inside of any bottle in the store, but this is what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll give you a fiver for this genie in the bottle. Right?
Okay.
Small portrait of Abraham Lincoln, 500 pennies, any way you want it.
Okay.
What I let you do is pick out any of the bottles that you see on the top shelf.
Any of them.
And put a single prawn in one of them. Take it home and just say it's a shellfish genie.
Okay. You know what? Grandma's getting up there. She probably wouldn't know the difference.
I know. You know, Take the biggest shrimp in the entire store. Why not?
Is that okay?
Yeah, like, why okay. not?
All right, so I'm going to take that 5-gallon bottle up there. You said anyone on the top shelf. It is remarkable to me that you have a 5-gallon bottle on the top shelf.
Yeah, I used to hold pickles.
Yes. Okay, perfect. But now there's booze in it, right?
Well, of course.
Okay, perfect. Because I want to make sure that this prawn is like fully alcoholized
No, the 5-gallon one has triple distilled Balderade.
Perfect. That's her favorite. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to go pick out the biggest prawn I can find.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh my God, here we go again. Oh, I'll miss you guys.
No, Joe, I love you. I love you.
Thanks so much, sir. My Graham's going to be really, really happy. If you could just grab the door. Oh my gosh, wait, this gentleman's coming in. Thank you. Pardon me. Excuse
here
me.
You go. Sorry.
large jug of Balderade. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, thanks, come guy. Again. Yeah. What can I help you with?
Yes. Unfortunately my grandmother passed away, some time ago, and, we're just taking care of her estate right now. And, I found this and I just think, you know, I heard it got discontinued, and I thought maybe there might be some value to it. So here's some Jean Nate in a bottle.
Who's entered?
I guess that would be me.
What are you doing in my bottle?
I would like to know the answer to that question myself, honestly.
I've been in this bottle for the past 5 years, marinating in Balderade. This is my home.
I see. I'm so sorry. I wish I had had some amount of control over my being here with you. But I was just unwittingly thrust in here.
I will scare you with my big voice.
That is mighty scary.
And it'll make you want to leave.
Leave.
Hi. Are you done now?
Yeah, I figured it wasn't really going anywhere.
No, it wasn't. So,
seems you are in my bottle, and there seems to be a little bit of a problem with you being in my bottle. Okay, this is my bottle. When people rub, I come out. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. I rubbed the bottle, and I jumped into the bottle at the same time.
Psh, man. You rubbed the bottle and jumped in at the same time with your tiny prawn arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you are one wild and out prawn.
I did. So, I think that gets me something, doesn't it?
You know what? I gotta just call a little bluff here because it's not in my control. I just whoop right out of here and looks like I'm here with you. Maybe there's a reason. You know what? I heard about this. My friend's sister's cousin's uncle's dog knew a girl who was a genie who once was teamed up with another. You follow me?
Not one bit.
Okay, man, I'm saying it's divine intervention. We have been put together to genie-fy. I am no longer lonely. See, I don't have to do that voice anymore because you're right here and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a prawn. You're the genie. I think you owe me some wishes, right?
Sure.
I'm your master?
Yep, I sure am. Can I just lick you first? Just a quick. I'm really hungry.
I wish I could say it's the first time. Go ahead.
Okay. just gonna.
Come on now.
Stop. It's been a while. I told you 5 years. It's been a while. You want to get a drink?
Sure.
No, we're in it. We're in it.
Good afternoon, Dashers. This is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Thank you all for coming to my open house. I know that it was very difficult for Balderdash County to accept a business like mine onto the main street here, but it's been really, really wonderful to see my neighbors come out to support us here. My store, High Demand, I think it's going to be a real asset to the county. It's, you know, recreational marijuana is legal now, so I figured it was high time for us to have one of these dispensaries here in Balderdash County. So it's just, I'm just so refreshed to see my local business people coming out to welcome me to the neighborhood. Thank you for joining me here. I've got cupcakes. There are chocolate and vanilla, and then there's a special chocolate. So you have to pay for those ones.
This is great. My wife, Crematoria, and I are looking for some extra boo for your buck, if you know what I mean.
I definitely do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we'd love it if you could do something specifically for the Ghoul Family Scare B&B.
Weed. Love to do that for you. Absolutely. First question, is this more of an do you prefer a gummy or perhaps a little tasty inhalable in your scare B&B?
Well, you know, it's whatever the hip kids are doing now.
Yes, I know what all the hip kids are doing. So it seems on brand if I were to provide you with these little ghosty gummies.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, that would go great with our charcuterie that we got from Spirits and Spirit. So, you know, I'm trying to build a little community of support for my little endeavor.
I think that this would be a really great arrangement between High Demand and your Scare B&B. You know, we could cross promote each other. I provide you with the gummies. You give people a reason to come and visit me here.
We'll put your paraphernalia in all the rooms.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, this is just, I love the connections that are established when people come out from the community. It's so lovely. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name again?
Oh, sorry. I'm Victor Ghoul.
Victor, thank you. I'm Mary Jane. It's so lovely to meet you.
Mary Jane, lovely, lovely. Hey, keep it spooky.
Oh, I'm certainly going to try. Enjoy your ghosty gummies.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, yes, welcome to High Demand.
Hi, I wanted to introduce myself to you because you're right down the street and I want to be really friendly because that's how I should be. So I own the salon down the street.
I was going to say, your hair looks amazing.
Thanks. I can also do wonders to yours. I mean, if I could just take it up a little bit and stack it in the back, I would be like, you would be killing it.
You know what? I've been really thinking about a
Bayalalage?
Yes. Yeah. I've heard that's the hip new thing.
Oh, absolutely, girlfriend. It would make you look absolutely amazing. And so what I'm looking for, MJ, can I call you MJ?
I would love it if you did.
Oh my God, this is great. Okay. So what I'm looking for, MJ, is some sort of confection that I can put in the back door of my salon because the front door is closed. And you can't come in the front door. You have to go in the back door. And the back door can be really dark and kind of tight to get through. So I want to put some confections in there so that people are like not scared to go in there. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. And I would love to introduce you to my chocolate offerings here. I have a variety of chocolate confections that I think would really enhance the back door of your salon. First, we could go with these little teeny chocolate chips.
That, oh my God, so cute.
Just like a small teeny tiny dose makes people feel really comfortable. You just eat one and then you're like, okay, this feels really, really good. Awesome.
And they're like, wonderful. Do whatever you want with my hair.
Yes, right? Yes, exactly.
Which is great when they don't
but then,
complain.
Like, once they get just a little bit further into your basement, I would love to introduce to you the chocolate mud. So It's a little bit gooier, uh-huh. But it yes. packs a punch. It's got a little higher dose than the chocolate chips because it's just a little teeny tiny taste with the chips. But here, you get the mother load, and then people will be totally ready for you to do whatever you want to their hair. I heard mullets are back.
Like, they are, first off, way to be on trend. And second off, it's really great for people to be very relaxed when going through the back door, because if they're not relaxed, it can just be painful because you'll bump into things, or absolutely. You might just not even be able to get in at all because, like, you could be totally confused. So I'm into these chocolate chips. I think those are cute and dainty, and I think those could be like outside. I could do something cute with them. Do you gift wrap? Because, like, I'm thinking bows and maybe like a comb.
Yes, I do gift wrap. I would be happy to put some ribbon around each of these. Just want to disclose, before somebody goes into your back door, you just want to make sure that they get the consent of, for, you know, we just want to make sure they're okay with coming through that way and ingesting these chocolates.
I am so glad you said that, because I am totally feeling the same way. There is actually a sign on my door that says, you don't need to go in the back door unless it is up to you.
This is like the most forward-thinking salon. I am so, so, so happy to meet you.
We're going
to
be best friends.
I think we
are.
We're
going to be best friends.
I'm going to call you tomorrow so I can make an appointment so you can just fix this whole mess, because I'm a business owner and I need to look awesome.
And bring over your chocolates. We'll get all relaxed and go through the back door.
Okay. Awesome. I can't wait to go through your back door.
Thanks. Bye. See you around.
Thank you. Bye. Take a cupcake.
Oh my God. Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Whew. Two connections already. This is great. Oh, hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello. I'm so excited to meet you here. Welcome to High Demand. I'm Mary Jane. It's lovely to have you here.
Oh, thank you. My name is Arthur. I run the artisanal bakery next door.
I love a bakery.
Yeah. I gotta tell you that we were really excited to have a business like yours moving into the neighborhood.
Thank you.
You know, I've been known to partake every once in a while and myself.
Well, it's legal now, so we can just say we smoke weed.
Yeah, I don't like to say that.
You're in a safe place.
Okay.
Just tell Mary Jane you smoke weed. It's okay. You'll feel better about yourself, Artie, if you can just say it. Mary Jane?
Say it. Weed, I smoke Mary Jane.
That was very close. You know what? I'll take it. See, don't you feel better?
Yeah.
You feel better. Yes, yeah. I knew you would.
Hey, look, I'm not all about, I'm not here on happy terms all the time. I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Here, just have one of these chocolate chips real quick.
Yeah, see, that's part of the problem right there.
Oh.
I have a bakery, and we sell baked goods.
Yeah.
And you should be selling baked goods as well, but different kinds of baked goods, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Like, not food, because that's my business.
Yes, but the goods that I have make you feel baked.
Right.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So the cookies, you're not cool with me making these cookies?
The cookies and the muffins and the cupcakes, that's my thing.
Okay. I will give up all of the cookies and the croissants, but I have one thing that is my specialty that I really don't think I can budge on. I make a really amazing beignet.
Tell me more.
Well, my beignet will not only leave you feeling full,
and your taste buds happy, but you'll have a sense of euphoria, not only in your shoulders and arms, but a sense of relief in the rest of your body. And it makes you feel like a healthier person, even though you're eating a beignet. It's just, people feel awesome after they eat one of my beignets. And I would be willing to give up all confectionery treats other than my beignets.
You're asking quite a lot of me there, aren't you?
Just one confectionery treat.
I don't
would be mine.
Think you understand how popular beignets are in this town. It's everybody wants one.
I see why beignets are just super tasty, and mine make you want even more. But look, you know what, Art?
I've got a proposal for you.
Okay, all right.
I got a proposal for you. You sell the stuff that makes people happy, right?
Absolutely.
And I sell some stuff that makes people happy too, right?
Oh, so happy, yes.
And you have tried combining those two types of things together to make a product that makes people really, really happy, right?
Yes, very successfully.
How about you just leave the baking to me, the sweet baking to me, and we'll leave the people baking to you. We'll just combine our stuff together and we'll just split it 50-50.
So put like a door in between our two businesses so people could just come and go in between?
Yeah, and you give me a little bit of what I need for ingredients, and I give you, you know, some of the product, and it's a kind of a win-win.
Thrilled to enter this business partnership with you. I knew that this open house was going to be such a good idea. I got my ghosty gummies up in the Scare-B&B. I'm going to get my chocolate treats. Those are not the baked kind, just like chocolatey kinds of things, not baked, I promise. Those are going into the salon up the street. And if we become partners, Art, I am honored. I would love to shake on this.
All right, let's do it.
This just in on Balderdash News 5. Art, a.k.a. Artie, of Art is Anal Bakery. Smokes weed. Yes, you heard it here, folks. Art, I had to check with the station. Art, a.k.a. Artie, of Art is Anal. Excuse me? Can you run the teleprompter right? Art is Anal Bakery. Smokes weed. For long, he said he didn't. For short, he does. Thank you so much. This has been a PSA.
The men and women of law enforcement protect and serve, some less competently than others. This is their story.
This is dispatch. I'm looking for all troopers out on the road to report to a claimed gathering on the main street in town. There seems to be a significant line coming out of the open storefront next to Arda's Anal. If I could have all troopers report to Main Street, that would be awesome.
Hey, dispatch, this car 34. I'd like to follow through on your request, but I need to find someone to take my place in line. Go ahead.
Car 34, does that mean that you are, in fact, in line?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it seems like you're doing your job already. I am so very pleased with you, Car 34. Thank you for going above and beyond in duty. I do believe we will need more troopers to report to Main Street to help Car 39 with this endeavor.
Yeah, dispatch, this is car 34. I'm not sure where car 39's broken down somewhere. I could find... I don't know what this line I'm standing in is for. I just saw the line and figured if it was a line, it had to be exciting. So I went to check it out. I could find somebody to take my place, though. Have luck for 39.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 49, Roderick and Broderick. We were just getting back from dropping Trevor, the skateboard cop, off at the hospital after he had his fall earlier today. And, we can head over that way. We might just swing by the artisanal bakery and grab a beignet while we're standing in line, if that's okay.
Good call, dude.
As long as you bring beignets for the whole department, and while you're at it, if you could try to find car 34, who is now going to be looking for car 39, that would be great.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Thank you, Roderick and Broderick. I knew I could always rely on you.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 34. I'm into the premises. Apparently, they have sweets here. I ordered a dozen of the new oregano beignets. I'm trying those out. I'm going to eat most of them myself. Come again.
The oregano beignets, car 39. You know that when you get beignets, you have to get them for the whole department. Broderick, can you ensure that car 34 will, in fact, bring bayonets for the entirety of our department.
I think we can help with that.
Oh, yeah, we got you, dispatch, no worries.
Dispatch, this car 34, I got the office, it's what they call a special batch with the balderdash basil. Come again.
I am always the biggest fan of a limited edition special batch of baked goods. Car 34, I think you've struck gold here for the department today. Do we think this entire lineup is just for the specialty beignets?
Dispatch, car 49 here. We're coming around the corner here and we see that there is, in fact, a very large line out of there. Seems to be the salon owner and the B&B owner's coming out of there. Everyone's looking exceptionally happy. Roderick, I think we should go in here and check it out.
Yeah, I just happened to notice that there's a kind of a green cloud of smoke there. I think maybe we need to call the Balderdash Fire Department.
Well, if there is a fire, you know the fire department are the one to call. But if it's just a little smoke, we're probably okay.
Dispatch, this car 34, I'd like to report smoke in the premises being blown by the fire department. We're safe.
Thank you, car 34. I really appreciate your observation skills here on today's task.
Dispatch, it looks like they were really on the job exceptionally quick today, getting here before the fire started. Good for them, eh?
It seems like all the most esteemed businesses of Balderdash are here at this location, so there couldn't be any mishaps happening in the downtown, right?
Hey, dispatch, this is car 49 again. We see car 34 over there. Roderick, put the lights on real quick.
Yeah, I got it.
We're going to go see what he's up to over there. He looks like he has an armful. We're going to help him out, and then we'll be sure to bring those right over to you.
All right, I will be here at headquarters waiting for my beignets.
Dispatch, this car 34. I see you guys walking up right now. I've eaten about 7 beignets so far. For some reason, I want to get back in line, so I'm going to hand these off and get back in line, okay?
That's great, car 34. You stay on the scene.
Dispatch, we need Cheetos.
Doc, you know, I thought I was the best there was, but then I didn't even get nominated. And, I mean, it affected me. It really, really affected me. I, I can't sleep. My appetite's down. I think I'm just suffering from anxiety. I don't know what to do.
I know you're disappointed, but if you could just take off the wet clothes, the outer jacket. Thank you.
Okay, and then, I'm sorry,
and then
we
can really feel your feelings.
Okay. All right.
So tell me when you first started feeling this way.
So about 2 weeks ago, they made this announcement that they were going to have the most asbestos citizen of the month of the year.
Oh.
And I figured I was pretty good. I was the most asbestos citizen of the month,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd at least get a nomination. And then when I didn't get nominated, it just seemed like, you know, my expectations just came crashing down. Like, maybe I'm not the most asbestos greatest.
It is hard when our dreams come crashing down around us. Bill, I'm really, really sorry that you're feeling this way. Last week, I thought we had so much improvement. You were feeling very confident in yourself. You were feeling like, you know, if you were having one of those moments, you could just breathe through it and then the calm would come back to you. And I think we need to focus on some of those techniques again. You know, Bill, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you can get what you need. So I think that we need to focus on that breath work. Remember all of that breath work we had from last week? Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe if you come at the, you know, award ceremony next year with some calm breathing and, you know, all of that calmness, that focused intention, then perhaps you could win again, or you could win next year. You never know, Bill.
You know, Dr. Brothers, my friends told me that naked therapy was the worst possible idea to help handle anxiety, but I have to tell you,
you're really feeling your feelings, aren't you?
I'm really feeling my feelings right now.
When you strip bare, your soul becomes bare. And then
that is so true.
You can
my
really
only
breathe.
Regret is that you keep your office so cold.
That's a defense mechanism.
Honey, I'm home.
Great.
It's been a really, really, really long day. I have something to tell you.
Okay. It's been like 10 hours, but okay.
Yeah. You know about that award they're giving out, right?
I saw something about it on the news. Boulder Dash.
Yeah. I thought maybe, I could maybe, you know, get nominated for it.
Oh, okay. Lofty goals.
Yeah. Lofty goals. I've been out trying to you know, be the best.
The most asbestos?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Right. How's that going for you?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think I misunderstood the name of the award.
Oh.
I've been out, digging out insulation out of the old school.
Okay.
And I've been licking all of it and thinking that maybe that would get me the award for the most asbestos greatest citizen of the month of the year award.
Oh, Tim, you did not.
I did.
All right, let me get the old hospital van back over here.
Daddy, I got the insulation you wanted. I only ate half of it.
Pamela, you too. God, it runs in the family.
Have you been trying to win an award? If so, come to Dewey Cheatham and how. You know, in this award season, maybe a mumble here or a mumble there made you misunderstand what the award was about. If so, we want to hear from you because you might have a case.
Joint lawsuit.
Thank you, Philippe. Like Philippe says, what we need to do is we need to focus on your drama. What did you do trying to win this award?
Well, when I was trying to get this award, I went and I admit completely misunderstood the name of the award, and I went licking some asbestos, and you know what that leads to? Mesothelioma. So, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, they are helping me not only win this award, but deal with the lawsuit with the asbestos company. And thanks, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
That's right. At Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, we'll not only go after the award company, we'll go after lawyer companies who are trying to sue other companies for mesothelioma.
Hi, I'm Lucille, and Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe helped me when my bulls went on a rampage through the orphanage. A lot of kids were injured, but I was just trying to feed them. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe knew I had the best of intentions, and I know I can trust them with my case.
Did you try to feed children with ultra-rare produce? If so, we have the livestock protection for you. At Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, it doesn't matter whether you're eating asbestos or charging bulls at children. We have the protection you require. Only at Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Sorry, am I late? Did I miss the commercial recording?
And well, committee, that's why I think my friend Hiram should get the award. I mean, he's looked after my kids more than anyone else I'd ever known, and frankly, he's around them so much, he looks like half of them. You know, Hiram's gone above and beyond trying to make my life better, and frankly, you should give him that hunk of plastic.
Well, that is an interesting proclamation, mister. Is it Hiram?
Nope, I'm Homer. I'm t'other one.
Homer, right. So what we need for you to come right down to the studio audience with your friend Hiram so we can ask him all about the amazing things he's done so he could be nominated for the Mostest Bestest Citizen of the Month of the Year Award.
Well, you see, that's the tickler there. I'd like to take him up there, but he decided to take my wife Martha down the city to help her out with her feet. They left about 2 days ago because she has trouble walking, what with them corns. I mean, that's how good a friend he is. He'll take my wife away overnight to see a doctor not 20 miles away. Just give me some peace and quiet.
Well, it sure sounds like a great friend. Studio audience, do you think that we should let him be nominated for the award?
Yeah!
There you have it, folks. You are now entered, or shall we say your friends now entered, into the second round of the Mostest Bestest Citizen of the Month of the Year Award. Congratulations, Mr. Homer and Hiram.
God, thanks. He's gonna just be tickled pink when I tell him.
Just gonna log on to my Yelp account here so I can make sure I leave a review. Okay, Stardust 420. Okay. I stayed here on a Thursday night into a Friday night, and I was given some complimentary gummies. I didn't stay awake. I fell asleep. And I slept through my entire vacation. So my goal to come up here was to have some rest and relaxation, and this had the greatest rate here. So I signed up to come to this Scarebnb, but I think other people who might decide to go here need to know. You will have the most relaxing time of your life. You will sleep so soundly that even the ghostly noises that I thought I heard, I wasn't really hearing them. They were just me hallucinating. I was so relaxed that not only did I hear old-timey radio, there was the soft lull of what sounded at first like children screaming, but then I found out it was just in my head. I had the most relaxing time here at the Scarebnb. My one complaint was how much the host wanted to talk to me when I checked in. We all know when you go to an Airbnb, you don't want to hang out with the hosts, but they always feel like they want to talk to you and like tell you all about the area. And like, I'm not coming to Balderdash to know the area. I'm coming here to have a rest and relaxation time. So when you check in, just have like a real aura of like, you need to get there fast and you need to get this shit done, because otherwise Mr. Ghoul will talk to you for too long and you won't be able to get your rest and relaxation on. Also, suggestion, eat 3 of the gummies at a time. Pro tip.
Balderdash Academy was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Balderdash Academy. All rights reserved.
Go Dashers!
Dispatch, this is Scar 49.
Shut up, dude! Dude, you can't even. Dude.
Brother, you tell her.
Dude. Hey, 10-4 coming in. Coming in, dispatch, 10-4. I mean, everything's clear here, right, Roger?
We got everything under control.
I mean, over and out.
Go Dashers.